previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Riding on the freeway of love or the freeway of success, whichever way you want to put it this morning. We're talking about driving positive change in Nelson Mandela Bay. The Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber is taking the leadership in driving positive change across the bay through the mobilization of businesses into 11 geographical clusters, the implementation of technical task teams to solve problems, and proactive measures to position NMB as the Bay of Opportunity. And our two guests in the studio this morning, the president for the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber, Siolo Dick, joins us. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Morning, guys.
Are you well?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
Morning and seated, to all the listeners.
Yeah, and very seated right. Next to you, CEO Denise Van Hastien. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
You are most welcome.
They've both moved very, very far away from both Wayne and myself.
Yeah.
Who are still nursing the flu because, as Denise mentioned earlier, they've got the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber banquet coming up. Siolo's got his AGM coming up and they cannot afford to be sick.
No. Unless there's somebody you're trying to avoid, you're in good company.
We just have to keep going, eh, Siolo?
Yeah.
Siolo, let's start with you. I mean, you've been in the hot seats, and I recall we had a conversation with you when you got into that hot seat a couple of months ago. Yeah. I think it was in June this year. How have you been settling into this position of yours?
Well, geez, I can't believe it's been 4 months and a bit. Look, it's been smooth. It's been very, very smooth. I mean, I took over a well-run organization. You've got a strong board and a very, very active board. They keep myself and Denise on our toes. You have a fantastic team of people that work at the chamber. I must say about 90% of them are women. And what my mom has always said to me, if you want something done, you give it to a woman. So, I mean, you've got Denise and you've got Ashwin, and they've been both fantastic in what they do in terms of their roles. And my role is to support, Ashwin, Ash, and lead. And I'm very, very comfortable with that. So it's been okay. I'm enjoying it. I love the energy around the chamber. I love the work that we're doing. I love the value that we're adding and the response we're getting in terms of this work that we're doing. So it's been amazing. It's been amazing.
Have you been going to gym?
The lifestyle has had to change in order to be able to sustain the schedule.
I try.
I'm seeing you.
I run a bit.
But tight.
But in a good way.
It's a smaller size, man.
It's a slim fit.
But I run. I go to gym. If I'm not working for Spa, I'm working for Denise. So it's a bit difficult to find the balance. But I try.
And also a family man. I mean, so, you know, you've got to change the lifestyle, right, to sustain. To sustain the schedule.
Yeah, look, it's been tough at home. I think my wife is listening. She might call in, I think. It's been very, very tough, I think. You know, the traveling and the meetings and Denise's demands and all those kind of things. But again, you have to find the balance.
And also being in retail, Siolo.
Retail is tough. No, let's talk about retail now. I mean, we're hitting our busy period now. In fact, it started in October. You know, those Black Fridays. So it's pumping at the moment. Starting time for us, where you know we get to invite our customers to come to our stores and experience what we do. So,
We've heard a couple of chirps from Siolo, but I mean, let's move on to you, Denise. I mean, how do you find the chamber president? How are you finding you two working together at the moment? You can be honest, you know.
It sounds like I'm very demanding, but no, we actually get on very well, and I think our energy levels match each other. So it's been an absolute privilege to be working with Siolo, and I think the way he's leading our board and just the energy and the level of positivity among the people, and I think it's all about people at the end of the day. So I think we've got a very strong group of leaders in business that are interested in the city and they want to make a difference. So I think we're working very well together. I first met Siolo when I think I was at the chamber for just joined the chamber, and then they were the ones who actually started the Perseverance Cluster. So that's how we actually met each other, and we've been working together ever since.
Yeah, that's my other job.
Chairing
the Perseverance Cluster.
You've got another big job coming up with the banquets, the Business Chambers banquet coming up towards the end of this month. 850 people.
Yes.
Wow, it's becoming the event probably of the year.
It is.
And you've got an address that you're going to chat about. Any highlights that you... You don't give everything away right now, yeah, but any highlights you'd like to choose out of that address?
Yeah, look, I think I want to mainly focus on our membership growth. I think we're growing our membership very, very well. And that's a good sign that people are actually buying into the work that we're doing and are seeing the value in it. I'm also going to talk about the fuel rezoning problem. I'm not sure whether you guys realize that we're paying about 165 rands more for fuel than we should be paying.
I know the business chamber has been quite vocal on that.
So we've been to court, and look, we are dealing with the government officials, and we're hoping that that decision is going to be reversed because it's unfair.
It is. Just,
It just doesn't make sense to us. So we're fighting that very, very hard. Also, we're going to be talking about the electricity tariff hikes. I mean, the guys are asking for 43.5%
madness,
And that's crazy, you know. So I think there are some hearings this week that we are going to attend. So basically, that's what I'm going to talk about. And again, just raising the profile of the Bay, I think that's important. I was saying to Denise last week, you know, the G20 summit, I think there's a session being held in South Africa next year, and it's going to be in Joburg. You know, the three cities that were considered is Cape Town, Joburg, and eThekwini. You know, the fact that PE was not even a consideration is a problem for us, and we need to raise the profile of the city. And that's what I'm going to focus on, amongst other things, in my speech here.
Awesome, awesome. I'm sure a lot of people who are in attendance, one of those 850, certainly looking forward to that. Denise, let's just chat about mobilizing businesses across the Bay. I mean, I think with your energy, which you alluded to earlier on, and your work ethic, which I'm very familiar with, you know, other than that, what do you reckon is the secret to mobilizing businesses across the Bay? Because you certainly are an example. You walk the talk.
Yeah, but I think it's about the team, you know, so you can only do, you're as strong as your weakest link. And I think where we've been very successful is getting people to buy into the same vision. So rather than focusing on what divides you, you focus on what unites you, you know, and we've been focusing on retaining and attracting investment and employment. So everything we're doing is centered around that. And for me, it's just been amazing how business people are responding to that, because people need hope. They want positivity. And I think what's good is we started with all of this before GNU came into play. So you've also got that thinking process now that's spreading across South Africa. A lot of it's out of need, given the big challenges that we face. But if you're just going to focus on the problems, then you're not going to be able to move forward. So the solutions focus, I think people are buying into. And if I look at the volunteers, people like Siyolo, but also there's many other people who are, besides their normal day jobs, and they're all busy people doing a lot, they're investing time in the city and trying to make it a better place.
So you mentioned, you know, just positive, you know, modeling and positive reinforcement. It actually reminds me that today is International Men's Day. International Men's Day, Siyolo. And the theme, there you go. The theme for this year is positive, positive male role models. Yeah. And I think you certainly are one within, you know, our Nelson Mandela Bay and beyond. Yeah. Thank you for, you know, everything that you are contributing towards business within the metro and beyond. But I would need to ask you, if you had to give it a little bit of thought, who would you say has been your positive male role model growing up and getting you to this point?
Oh, there have been plenty, eh? I think, I don't think there can ever be one. I think there's a lot of people that I look up to, and they all have their positives, and I try and take what's best for me from those individuals, and what I find is it is built this person that I am, this character that I have. So yeah, I look at many, many people, international, local people, and I think it's helped me. You know, it's helped me to be a person that I am today. But again, just taking the positives and learning from them, and just building myself as a person. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. I mean, it's no secret that our city is suffering from infrastructure challenges, service delivery challenges. So to you, Denise, I mean, the Bay of Opportunity and positioning Nelson Mandela Bay as the Bay of Opportunity, is this realistic?
Yeah, we believe it is. And I, if I look at our local economy reinvention think tank, we already have 13 projects that we're working on where we're looking at opportunity for investment. In fact, after this meeting, I've got people coming to see me where they're considering putting up a motorbike plant in the city. So those are the kind of initiatives we're promoting. And on the one hand, you know, we're driving all our research in the Bay initiatives, but we've got to keep also positioning the positives around the Bay. And we do offer a lot. We've got a very strong manufacturing city. And we also have very innovative skills that come with it. So that's where we're orientating things. And I think we're going to be taking it to next levels next year. We've already got our trade and investment desk going. We've got our entrepreneurship desk, which has 350 small businesses that we're supporting. Mm. And then the next step in terms of what we'll launch in January will be our skills desk, because we also need to drive the development of, especially of technical skills.
Absolutely. All right. So I'm a business listening to this now, talking about Bay of Opportunity. I want to get involved. I want to be a member of the chamber. How can I go about doing that? Who do I contact?
You can just follow us on our social media. We're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, and we're also on X. I was going to say Twitter, but I know it's X now.
X.
So just go to our social media profiles.
Very active on social media. Very, very active. But Denise and Siolo, thank you so much. I know you are both going to need strength now as we wrap up the year of 2024. You going into retail Christmas. Yep. And Denise is going to go away.
Lucky for her.
A much needed break.
A much needed break. But thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.